Hello and welcome to the Rooted in the Really Real podcast. Get ready to go on a journey of knowledge, growth, healing, and prayer rooted in our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you so much for joining us today. Now let's dive in.
As we continue in this octave of Easter, and we move closer and closer to Divine Mercy Sunday, we hear in a very special way John, the beloved apostle, the beloved disciple, saying to Peter, "It is the Lord." So often in our lives, we need people to whisper to us where the Lord is in our life. It's not easy because we're usually caught up in our own things, where we're blinded to the reality of where God is present. Peter, still caught up in part of the grief that was there from his triple denial of Jesus, made it, I could only imagine, difficult to even imagine that the Lord would come to him or appear to him, right? And we see that happen once, twice, and this is the third time the Lord appears to him, but we have not yet seen Peter in many ways confess or acknowledge his own faults or failings, and that will come in tomorrow's gospel. But what is so beautiful and so powerful is how John, with a very simple word, just simply saying, "It is the Lord," moves Peter in such a profound way to run to seek Jesus. And part of this gift of mercy and being baptized and really ambassadors of God's mercy because of the gift of our baptism is that we have to ask the Lord, what are the words that you are inviting us to share and to speak to other people? What are the words that you have placed in our hearts that we need to share to rouse those, to recognize where God is present in their lives, to run after and seek him? And it's not difficult. It just takes a little bit of courage. And often it's not some long treatise, right? John simply said, "It is the Lord." And Peter's heart, so moved, then dives in and swims the 150 yards to shore to run to be before the Lord, like a little child. And this is true of all of us, right? And so we just want to ask the Lord today in a very special way, who are those people that he's placed in our lives that he's inviting us to say something simple to, who he's asking us to be that emissary, that ambassador of mercy, to help them see where the Lord is? Now, whether or not they respond, that's not on us. What's on us is that docility to the love that God has placed within us to invite someone to notice where God is moving in their life, where God is at work in their life, so that of their own response would be, God willing, to run to him and to take up to that very gift of their baptism, to live in the freedom of the love of God, to turn away from sin, to turn away from evil, to turn away from the lies of the enemy, to be transformed in God's mercy. And it's a simple word. It's not the treatise. It's the smile. It's the gentle touch on the shoulder. It's the simple call asking, "How are you?" And then to sit with someone as they express their heart that allows for these miracles to happen. It's very simple. And if you're like, "Father, what do I need to do?" Don't ask me. Ask our Mother. Ask the Holy Spirit. Ask Jesus. They'll give you the words to help point out where the Lord is and help you to invite someone to encounter him. And you may not see it right away, but I guarantee you that if you are faithful to the Lord's promptings, just as John was, you will see the response in time. Sometimes it's instantaneous, and sometimes it takes the rest of someone's life. But all that matters is that you and I say yes to the gift of mercy we have received, so that we can be and bring mercy to others.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. We invite you to subscribe to this podcast and share it with a friend. You can also follow our Facebook page, Rooted in the Really Real Podcast, and Ashley Poltorek on Instagram for episode information and more. God bless.